Jason Devlin is over there.
Kelsey Harper spun, looking where her father was pointing. Her heart picked up its usual frantic pace whenever Senator Devlin was mentioned. Leave it to Walter Harper to spot a news story in the making. As owner of the Washington Oracle, D.C.'s popular newspaper, her father had a nose for a scoop better than anyone she'd ever seen. She'd grown up around newspaper publishing and reporting and wouldn't dream of ever doing anything else. Kelsey lived for digging up a story, especially one related to politics, although she preferred to get the goods on corrupt politicians and what they did behind the scenes. "I don't see him," she said. Who could find anyone in the packed ballroom? She'd just arrived, so she missed dinner and the senator's speech and wasn't certain he was still around. When Jason Devlin made an appearance, a sellout was guaranteed. Chances were, he was wherever the biggest crowd was gathered. The man was simply news, and not only because of his principles. He was the it man in politics and was talked about as a potential presidential candidate. He was also one of the best-looking men she'd ever seen. 6'2" and lean, with thick, dark hair and eyes the color of fine whiskey. A gorgeous man with a body to die for and a brain to match. His features screamed aristocrat, from his tanned, angular jaw to his straight nose. The most important thing about him was his single status, a perfect package, available for the one woman who could manage to snag him. Not that Kelsey was interested in snagging him, she just wanted to uncover his secrets. In Washington, D.C., and especially politics, everybody had a skeleton or two in their closets. Skeletons sold newspapers, lots of them.
"He's looking longingly at the elevators," her father said. "My guess is he's hoping for a little privacy."
Perfect. She'd been waiting forever to corner him for an interview. With his rabid, overly protective staff, no way she was getting any one-on-one time with him. At least not the regular way. "I'm going to get up to his floor before he does, then block his doorway until I get an interview."
"That's my girl."
Her father winked and kissed her cheek. Kelsey grinned and slipped away toward the private elevators leading to the penthouse. She stopped as she saw a security guard escorting an attractive woman off the elevator. A sultry, big-breasted blonde in a tight, short dress that hid none of her assets. From the way she was arguing with the guard about what a huge mistake he was making, she wasn't one bit happy about being removed either. Must be another Devlin groupie. Kelsey waited until security was out of sight, then eased into the elevator and pressed the button for the penthouse.